The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the Soviet Union launched Vostok 2, the second crewed space flight to orbit Earth. Aboard the Vostok capsule was cosmonaut German Titov, who reportedly spent much of his day in orbit, suffering from space sickness. In 1996, a meteorite found in Antarctica and thought to be of Martian origin made headlines when NASA announced that it might show physical traces of microbial life. It was later decided that the features that seemed to indicate fossilized life were interpreted incorrectly.
If this discovery is confirmed, it will surely be one of the most stunning insights into our universe that science has ever uncovered.
Born on this day in 1910, director Charles Crichton, who was behind the camera for many episodes of Danger Man, The Avengers, and Space 1999. He also directed and co-wrote A Fish Called Wanda. Lucille Ball was born in 1911. Aside from starring in I Love Lucy, you have her to thank for the original Star Trek, which was originally a production of the studio she owned with her husband, Desilu Studios. Andy Warhol was born on this day in 1928. Author Piers Anthony was born today in 1934. Born today in 1962, Michelle Yeoh.
It's hard to imagine. You've served under me for 7 years. I think it's time that we talked about you having your own command.
I'm grateful, Captain. Though I would be significantly more so if I thought we had any chance of ever returning to the ship.
Just keep walking, Michael. What will you do if you were stuck here for 89 years?
Hacker and computer security expert Kevin Mitnick was born today in 1963. Director M. Night Shyamalan was born in 1970. In 1956, the first American TV network to go out of business made its final broadcast, a live boxing match from New York. The DuMont Television Network simply ran out of money. Despite countless innovations, the first made-for-TV movie, the first sitcom, the first soap opera, the first interstate coax cable link between stations, and the first station to sell ad time within a single show to multiple advertisers, rather than letting a single advertiser sponsor an entire show, usually controlling the content as well. DuMont was also home to the first American science fiction TV series, Captain Video and His Video Rangers, which thrilled young viewers between 1949 and 1955.
From a mountain retreat with secret agents at all points of the globe. Possessing scientific secrets and scientific weapons, Captain Video asks no quarter and gives none to the forces of evil. Stand by for
Captain!
This is the DuMont Television Network.
The DuMont Network went off the air after operating for only 10 years. In 1986, Nintendo released Metroid for the NES, introducing us all to Samus and the Mother Brain.
The challenge is Metroid. The power is Nintendo. Defend the planet Zebus against the evil Mother Brain. It's survival or destruction. Do battle or die. Metroid, only from Nintendo.
In 1991, the World Wide Web was born as Tim Berners-Lee showed off his concept for implementing hypertext, consisting of cross-linked documents on the Internet. At the time, the net's primary functions included Gopher, Telnet, and Usenet. But things had to change since those services weren't about to put amusingly captioned pictures of cats at the public's fingertips. Happy birthday, World Wide Web! You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.